When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here we go. Jake and Josh are here to analyze the game they love for the team they love. This is another Dolphins podcast. Here's your host, Jake Mendel and Josh Houts.
Despite all this doom and gloom surrounding the Miami Dolphins, we can't give up just yet because, sadly, there's still a chance. The Dolphins sit at 6-8, but there is still a path to the playoffs. Dustin, a few things have to happen, but considering earlier in the season, 2-3 lost losing streaks, considering that Miami Dolphins have lost two of the last three games, think they could have a shot here and win out?
Mathematically, yeah, sure.
But in your soul as a fan, before we even get into what else needs to happen, can the Dolphins, do you think, actually win three straight games for the second time this season?
Sure. Yeah.
Starts with San Fran. Sorry, go ahead.
Here's the kicker, though. There's about six different games, or one, two, yeah. We need about six different games to go in our favor in order for that to happen.
First and foremost, let's start with the Indianapolis Colts. Man, beating the Texans, it seemed like last week everything was falling so right for the Dolphins. All the games are going their way. Starting with the Colts, they have games against the Titans, the Giants, and the Jaguars left on the schedule, and that is not fearsome at all. But something I've seen people ignoring, not only are the Colts a 6-8 football team, but just like the Dolphins struggled a little bit with the Jets, they can't beat the Bills, the Titans and Jacksonville Jaguars are both divisional games for the Colts, where I think both of those teams, when you're not having a lot to play for, and don't get me wrong, it's Mac Jones. Like, I know he's not going to go out there and they're not going to be favorites, but to say like it will be a cakewalk for the Colts in either of those games, I don't think I'd go that far, especially when your team, like the Dolphins, 6-8, and you struggled and you lost to some teams you shouldn't have earlier in the season.
Yeah, I could see them losing one of those games for sure.
From there, Dustin, we have two different routes we can go through, I believe, as we were talking about. We can look at either the Chargers or the Denver Broncos needing to lose two of the three last games. Is that correct?
Chargers, yep.
Chargers need to lose two out of the last three, and that starts Thursday night football against the Denver Broncos. Let me pull up the rest of their schedule here. My apologies for not having this already open.
You know, they face Kansas City in the final week, and they play all kind of hard games, I think.
The Chargers kind of feel like, I don't know if the Dolphins West is a good way to put it, but in terms of they started out really hot and now they're dealing with some injuries, man. I think when they lost J.K. Dobbins, that took a lot out of them. Denver, New England, and Las Vegas are actually their last three games. They have lost three of the last four, 30-23 to Baltimore. They beat the Falcons, but then lost to Kansas City and then Tampa Bay last week, 40-17.
Yeah, so Broncos play Chargers, so I think as Dolphins fans, if we, you know, want to play the Bills in the playoffs, we're rooting for the Broncos in that game, right? So after that, we would need one more loss from the Chargers, and you said there it's Raiders in New England. I thought they played Kansas City.
They just played them a couple weeks ago.
I must be thinking of the Broncos might play Kansas City then in the final week.
Yep.
Okay. That's it. Yeah, so the Broncos, we would have to they'd have to lose all three.
Yep.
For us. So yeah, our realistic path is one loss for the Colts out of three and two for the Chargers.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And then, yeah, if you wanted to, I guess the fallback would be Denver losing all three, and that would include the Chargers, the Bengals, and Kansas City, where if they were to lose the Chargers, the Bengals, and then Kansas City, I think that's very possible. I think Patrick Surtain was also dealing with an injury, if I remember correctly. They're a little banged up, too. Man, it's just – what goes through your head when we're sitting here December 18th, and we're again doing this? It seems like that's one of our best holiday activities. We get together with our family and figure out the most unrealistic yet hopeful ways the Dolphins can still make the playoffs. It kills me, man.
It does. And what goes through my head is the very first thing is, let's see, there's the Dolphins three games, there's the two Chargers games, and there's one Colts game that needs to go in our favor. And I say, okay, that's six games. Now, ignoring that any of them could possibly be a tie, we're just going to say, you know, they're either going to be a win or a loss, just for easy math, right? Like, so we're going to say, you know, there's six games to the second power. There are 12 different states that those six games can go in. We win, we get in the playoffs in one of them, which is like 8.3% or something like that. Like, it's not a good thing. But I'll tell you what, being a Dolphins fan has taught me in my life, it is that we will win the first two. The Colts will lose against the Titans this week. The Chargers will lose to the Broncos. And then we will lay an absolute egg against the Jets in the final week. But then after that, or at the same time, whatever time the game is, the Chargers will lose that final game. Meaning if we just handled our business against the Jets, we would be in.
I think DTR and the Browns, man, I think they could really be the ones that just kind of kick us in the butt one final time.
No. In true Dolphins fan, in true Dolphins, we're not, you know, we would think that, but the Browns win gives us hope for this Dolphins to yank it away.
So following week 17, Aaron Rodgers gets into he goes on McAfee, gets into a fight, and he's benched for week 18 against the Dolphins. And then the Dolphins lose to Tyrod Taylor.
Oh my God.
If we want to get like to the purest form, like from the source, Dolphins misery, would be Tyrod Taylor in week 18.
It's always Tyrod Taylor, dude.
It's always been. And that might have been one guy I think I kind of would have liked if Miami could have brought in maybe as a backup quarterback. And who knows? I know it doesn't really fit the scheme too. Just, it would have been nice, somebody who could run an NFL offense. Sorry to go back to that, but
like, we've seen that before. Like, we saw that with Teddy. We saw that with
that's a good point.
With what was the other guy? Or was it just Skyler and Teddy? Yeah, it was just Skyler and Teddy. But like,
Mike White doesn't count.
No. But like the year before we picked up Teddy, he looked good, like relatively good in Denver. Like not amazing, but like he should have played a lot better for us than he did.
I agree. One last question here, Dustin, before we start to wrap up. The Dolphins have 4 straight winning seasons, and I know there will be a lot of people who will say this is loser talk, and I entirely understand as somebody who doesn't remember a playoff victory. Do you think that if the Dolphins found a way to 9-8, even if that didn't mean a spot in the playoffs, I don't know if celebrated is the right word, but do you think that'd be like a hat? Do you think the Dolphins would kind of acknowledge that as a success, 5 straight winning seasons?
It would be less about the 5 straight winning seasons, I think, and more about it provides more answers for who's your core for 2025. Like, if we can win these last 3 when it counts, then it tells you about your roster and it tells you about the heart of your team. I would say that that's probably more important than the 5 straight, at least if I was coaching or GMing.
Couldn't entirely agree with you. Something a little sad, I just kind of wanted to mention. Calais Campbell, he said he's sticking with the Dolphins, but if the Dolphins get that big red eliminated across their logo, the Dolphins would be willing to, I think, release him so he could maybe go and join a contender. I'm all for that. I think Calais has been awesome to have here in Miami, but if he does that, I think I'd kindly request that he returns to Miami next season.